That would be a good idea. Let's start the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for your patience in getting started a little bit late today. Rather than sort of traditionally introduce board members, since we're kind of a mix of board members and advisory team and other folks in the room, I'll just go through my hearing procedure here. That will sort of help introduce who we are and how everybody's structured here in this room. So as part of our board, though, we do have four regional board members here making up our hearing panel today. We have Vice Chair David Noren to my far left. I'm Jeff Hales, the chair from Eureka. This is Bill Massey from Forestville and Heidi Harris from Sawyer. Well, I didn't say we're going to do introductions, but maybe Kat, since we're up here and just doing this, let's go ahead and...
Catherine Coleman, your executive officer. To my right is Lisa Bernard, who is our staff on the advisory team, and of course, counsel Samantha Olson.
Great. Thank you very much. So that takes care of us up here. Let's open it up. So this will be the time and the place for a public hearing to consider issuance of an order for administrative civil liability to the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, for alleged violations that occurred during construction of the Confusion Hill Bypass Project. Caltrans contracted with MCM Construction Incorporated, MCM, who was also a designated party in this proceeding. This hearing will be conducted in accordance with the hearing notice published with the meeting agenda. In this matter, we have separated the functions of staff between those who will act in a prosecutorial role by presenting evidence for this board's consideration and those who will advise the board. The advisory team includes the board's executive officer, Catherine Coleman, staff engineering associate Lisa Bernard, and senior staff counsel Samantha Olson. The prosecution team and other parties will introduce themselves as this hearing proceeds. The complaint, ACLC R1-2009-0095, alleges violations of Caltrans water quality certification and stormwater permit and proposes civil liability of $1.5 million. During this hearing, the Water Board will consider relevant evidence and testimony in order to decide whether to issue an ACL order assessing the proposed liability or a higher or lower amount or reject the proposed liability. The Regional Water Board has delegated authority to me to designate a hearing panel in the event that we lack a quorum for other reasons. Pursuant to resolution number R1-2011-0022, I am designating a hearing panel for this matter that consists of the board members present here today and withhold the option to excuse additional board members so long as there are three panelists, including me. We will not vote on this item today. Rather, the panel will draft an order for the full board's consideration at a later time. I have resolved a number of evidentiary objections in advance of this hearing. Any outstanding objections will be taken under submission and resolved at a later time as necessary. And remember, we're recording this hearing today, so when you approach, when you're speaking, please introduce yourself. When we're referring to exhibits, please state what those exhibits are. When the audio recordings are reviewed and transcriptions are made, it's difficult for the people doing that if we don't have things properly identified. So just to keep track of that, if we could please do that, I'd really appreciate that. Please turn away if you want to talk amongst yourselves. The mics are very sensitive. And I think that was all I needed to worry about there. I think it's pretty straightforward, but just because we're recording this, let's just try to make sure that we keep a clean recording and we're very clear about what we're talking about. Excuse me. The parties previously agreed that the prosecutorial team will be allowed a total of 2 hours, and Caltrans and MCM will be allowed a combined total of 4 hours to testify, present evidence, cross-examine witnesses, provide rebuttal, and give closing arguments. Cross-examination of another party will count toward your allotted time. The parties may use their time as they choose. I may modify these procedures and time allocations as needed and upon request and for good cause. The timer will stop for procedural discussions, questions from board members or advisory team, and other causes. Ms. Correll, Ms. Corsi, I cannot see you today. You're hiding back there. So as our official timers today, could you please just kind of flag me and let me know. I trust that when we're talking about certain things, when we need to stop and restart the clock, you're familiar with when we need to do that. But as we're getting close, if we need to, during our pre-hearing conference, I think everybody's well aware of what your time allocations are. And I think we're all going to be working well within that time frame. But just to be sure, we need to stick within that time frame. So if you guys could let me know, that'd be great. Thank you. So the order of the hearing today is going to be as follows. So we'll start with our opening statements. Then we're going to be followed by prosecution team's case presentation and direct testimony, followed by cross-examination of witnesses. Next will be Caltrans with their case presentation and direct testimony, followed by cross-examination of witnesses. We'll then have MCM's case presentation and direct testimony with their cross-examination of witnesses. We'll then end with a rebuttal and rebuttal cross-examination with closing arguments. We're going to try to shoot to have lunch today. We will do it. Roughly 2 hours and 2 hours, I think we'll shoot for somewhere around, I won't throw a time on that, but I think I'd like to do that after Caltrans presentation. We're going to have a half an hour lunch just to get through it. I'm anticipating that being somewhere around 12:30 today, just based on the time allotments that we have. So we'll shoot for that and we'll come back from lunch and start in with MCM. All persons expecting to testify, please stand at this time, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. When you come forward, please state your name, address, affiliation, and whether you have taken the oath before testifying. We'll begin with interested persons, followed by the prosecution team's opening statements. I don't have any speaker cards, so I don't know if there's anybody here that falls into that category, so without that, let's begin with the prosecution team's opening statements, please.